Lav Heinu, isn't this the same case? Lav Heinu, the Yehudis, is the same case of his lady, the Yehudis. That was the Beisu of the Rabbi Chiya. She was the wife of Rabbi Chiya. Teheves lo tzar leida. When she was giving birth, she had a lot of pain. Omrele, so she said to her husband like this. She said to her husband that Omrele aim, that my mother told me that kibbu b'cho ovuch kiddushay. My mother told me that my father accepted kiddushin from somebody else before you married me. So really what she's trying to do is she's trying to tell her husband that she's also to him. Now as Rabbi Chiya's wife is telling him that she's also to him. Because she's telling Rabbi Chiya, now you should know that my mother told me that when she was a young girl, my father accepted kiddushin from another man. So it comes out she's married to somebody else and not to Rabbi Chiya. So Gemara says also, the case was there, Amar lo, so Rabbi Chiya said back to his wife, Lav ko kimina d'imach, t'yasarta l'cho alabayu. Your mother has no nemanis to ask you upon me. In other words, again, your mother is only an eidechad, we don't believe her. Your mother is not neman to say that your father married you off to somebody else. So therefore you see an eidechad in such a case, we do not believe, we're not chishis, and therefore she could stay married to a second husband she has now. Oh, Malay Rabban Rav Chizda. The Rabban said to Rav Chizda, am I, why? Like, why do you say we're not Cheshit? Why do you say we don't believe her? Ho'ika Sadi be Idris. There are Edim Idris, the Yadi that know the Bu Yoima Heve B'Sheva Pruta. That they know that that day this stone was worth a Sheva Pruta. So Rashi says, Idris means Sheimokim. The Yoisa Yoim Hoyu Bekan V'Ochulhem. In other words, what they mean to ask the question of Chizda, how could you say for sure she's Eidim Kedeshes? The question is why? You have a doubt how much it was worth the day of the Kedushin. Like, sure, you look at it now, a week later, right now it's not worth a Sheva Pruta. But there is a doubt that maybe at the time when they got married, it was worth a Sheva Pruta. It's like, just as if to say, if there would be Eidim telling us that at that time it was a Sheva Pruta, she would be married. So how could you say now for sure she's not married? So he has a back of Chizda, you should know though, Hashtu miyo leilas nayo kamon. But right now, we do not have any Eidim. Therefore, we have no suffix. And this stone right now is not worth a Sheva Pruta. I see there's no marriage. Ah, you're telling me I should be suffix maybe before it was worth a Sheva Pruta. Maybe there are Eidim someplace in the world that know that it was worth a Sheva Pruta the day of the marriage, but right now we don't know about it. So Chizda, they don't have to be afraid of that. It's not loy bo li'elam. Right now what I see is that this stone is not worth a Sheva Pruta. So as far as I know, you're not married. That's a vadai. I don't have to worry about that. Maybe. We're not afraid of that. Samara says, Lav hainu to Rabbi Chanina. Isn't this the same halacha of Rabbi Chanina? Tiyama Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, Eideho b'tzad isason v'tiyasa. He also said that you want to be afraid that maybe you'll have to aid them coming later to say that somebody is also. So Rashi says, it means, Ruach tzvoinis. Right now, as far as we know, this lady is not awesome. So you want to be afraid to say she's awesome because maybe to Adam out of the blue sky will come and tell us that she had znus when they're the cases when she was captured between the Goyim. So the question is, did the Goyim live with her or not? So we don't know. So with Marius Kash, I maybe there are Adam that know she lived with the Goyim. So he said back, but right now I have no Adam here. So since I have no Adam, I'm not afraid maybe she did it. Mursa Abayev Rav Laisvir Lahu Lahod Rab Chizda. Abayev Rav, they argue on Rab Chizda and say no. In a kilu b'shvuya, even though it's true that by shvuya, in a case where this lady was captured by the Goyim, and she comes back, there we say we're not afraid maybe the Goyim live with her, and we say she's still mutter to marry to a Kayin, you know why? The Menavla Navsha, Gabi Shavoi, because when she's caught by the Goyim, what does she do? She makes herself look ugly. Like she knows they're going to want to live with her. So she like fights them, she bedavka makes herself look ugly. That's what the Sas Chazaka to say, that she did not live with the Goyim. Therefore, as long as we do not have Edim to say that she lived with the Goyim, we say for sure she did not, and therefore she's allowed to marry a Goyim. But if so, you want to tell me Nekob Eishas Ish? You want to be Matir on Eishas Ish? That I don't say. In other words, here we're afraid that maybe what happened here, our case, that first a man married her and gave her the stone, and then another man married her later. So we have a doubt if the first coin was worth a Sheva Pruta or not. even though the way we look at it right now, it's not Mosa Shabbat Pruto, but we have to be afraid, maybe there are Eidim, maybe there are people that know that at the day when he received, when he gave with the Shem Kedushin, maybe then it was Mosa Shabbat Pruto. So it's a suffix if this lady is married to the first one or not. So in a suffix, they hold, he can't be Meikol. We're only Meikol by Shvuya. The case before was, that Reb Chanina said, that's where the lady was captured by the Goyim. Over there we have a good story to say, she did not live with the Goyim. So therefore, as long as we do not know that she did, we go Lakula. But over here, that we have a Suffolk, if there was Kedushin in that, Min HaSuffolk of Adashi is also. Samara says, Ishtayim Yehu Mishpacha Desuya, there was some of this Mishpacha that still stayed over, still alive, that Shenisat Liachav Yodoloi. What happened here was that she married a second man, and she had children from him. And the kids were still there in Surya. Uparshtu Rabbonim Minei, and the Rabbanim stayed away from those children. In other words, because we hold like Shmuel, that we have to be afraid, maybe the first Kedushin was a good Kedushin. Maybe that stone was worth a Sheva Pruta. Not a Shmuel, let me say. They're afraid though that maybe the day the stone was given, maybe at that day the stone was worth a Sheva Pruta. And therefore she's married to the first husband, and when the second husband gave her the Kedushin, the second one is no good. And this lady, Lamaisa, disregarded the first Kedushin and lived with the second husband and had children. So according to this now, the children are Mamzerim. So therefore, the Rabbanan stayed away from those children. Now, V'lav Mishum the Svirlo de Shmuel, not because they hold like Shmuel, that in other words, Shmuel had a bigger Kiddush. Shmuel said, even though if we know right now, this stone here is not worth a Sheva Pruta, B'shash, he gave the stone the Shem Kedushin. If we would evaluate it right now, even though here in L.A. right now it's not worth a Sheva Pruta, still Shmuel said we have to be afraid for the Kedushin. Because maybe someplace else in the world where it's scarce, it's rare, this stone, there it would be worth a Sheva Pruta. So that was Shmuel's Svara. So they're saying, no, we don't hold like Shmuel. Like if you would know 100% right here and now it's not worth a Sheva Pruta, it would be Vade, no Kedushin. Why do they say we're afraid though? And let me show the Svirlei, Luka Abaye Varava. Because we hold like Abaye Varava. That we're afraid, here we're talking about the day he gave over the stone, we do not know how much it was worth. We only see it a few days later. So we have to be afraid that maybe there are Eidim that know that the day that the man gave the stone for his wife to get married, it was worth a Sheva Pruta. So that's even better than Shmuel. So this chash we have to be afraid of. Therefore the Rabbanim were afraid maybe her kids from the second husband are Mamzerim, and therefore they stayed away from them. Mar says, who garba, there was a man, the actis bishutisa diyasa. Bishuka, he married his wife in the street, and he just gave her some hadasim. Trashu bishutu diyasa, bisheva dbachel hadas. Gave her one stem of hadas. Our hadasim went as worth a Sheva Pruta, but it wasn't sukkah then, a sukkah is worth a Sheva Pruta. No, vice the sale of us was worth a Sheva Pruta though. So he went in the middle of the street and said, away almagadashesly, with this hadas. So, Sholcho Rav Acha Barhuna Lekaimi the Rav Yosef, Kahai Gav Namai, what should we do in such a case like this? Sholach Leis, he sent back to Mishino, Nagde Karav. You should give this person Malkus like Rav does. Now it's true, the Kedushin is good, but he did it, Inyan of Pritzos, Rashi says. Mishum Pritzutza, the Kaddish Mishuka. It's not a nice thing to go marry your wife in the Shuk, in the street. You don't do that. Kedushin, you do privately. You do in the hall, but not in the street. So therefore, Rav gave the person Malkus for this. The Mara says, V'yatzra gita k'shmuel. But Rav also said that you need a get like Shmuel. In other words, it's even though here right now, this hadas is not worth a Sheva Pruta, still, we're afraid though, maybe someplace else, this hadas is worth a Sheva Pruta. So Asafik, he was cheshik for Shmuel's halacha, and he said that she has to have a get. That's what Rav does. The Rav now, Mangid, because Rav gave Malkus, it means Malkus with Rabbanon, out in the Kaddish Peshukka. If a man married his wife Peshuk, even in the case where he gave her Sheva Pruta, he would give her Malkus, because it's not it's Pritzus, it's not a Malkum Snua to get married. The out in the Kaddish Bia, who then somebody marries his wife with Bia, also it's not nice. He gave her Malkus for that, even though you're allowed to, that's one of the Kinyonim, but still he held it's not nice to do that. You should always marry your wife first with Kesev and then have Bia. But not to go make the Bia first of Shem Kedushin. Via the Mekadesh below Shiduchay. If somebody got married without even knowing her before, without Shiduchim, also we gave Malkus, not something nice to do. If somebody made a shliach, send a get to his wife, and then he was mevatel the shliach the way you're not supposed to be had before. That if you meet the shliach, it's good. But if you don't meet up with the shliach, just to mevatel the shliach, that's no good. So he gave the person malchus if he did it. Somebody gave him a moidoa means that in a case where a get hamusa, mi Yisrael, that means where Bezdin had a right to force the husband to give a get. So what the husband did was, before he said okay, he told the other Reidim, you know, I'm giving you my door. I'm like telling you that I do not mean to give a get to my wife. And if I do give it now, it's only because I'm forced. So that my door like breaks the get. So if somebody does that, Rav gave that person malchus. If the Rabbanan, the Shliach of Bezdin, comes to bring you to court, they summon you to Bezdin. So if the person gives him problems, gives him tsar, Rav used to give that person malchus, that gave tsar, the mitzayer, the shliach of the Bezdin. If somebody had a shamto, a nidu put upon him, and he let it stay upon him for 30 days, he did not go to Bezdin or to a chochem to be matarit, if he let this shamto, this nidu, this klola like, stay upon him for 30 days, Rav gave him malchus. V'yalchasno, a son-in-law, tidayir bechamoyu, that lived by his mother-in-law, he would give him malchus. But Rabban, it's not right. So Morris says, the dayer in only if he lives with his mother-in-law in the same house. But cholof loy, if he just goes to visit her, then there's nothing wrong. Aiva hu chasnum was once a son-in-law. The cholof, he just went to visit. Abova de vechamua, by his mother-in-law's house. Vinag de rashashis. And rashashis gave this son-in-law malchus. So you see, not only to live with her in the same house, but just to go visit her. You're not allowed to. It's time for yichud to be alone. So Morris says, no, that was a special case. That was a special case that we all knew that there was a chash that they were very close to son-in-law and mother-in-law, and there we were afraid that they would live together. So in such a case where they're very, very close, then they're not even allowed to have yichud together. So since they came together, that's why there we gave him malchus. Rashi says, chashdu mimenu, loshin dumiya bas dumiya. Mor says, Nadoi Amri, Nadoi said, Bekulu lemandi Rav. No, in all these cases, Rav really did not give malchus. Lemandi Rav. Elo, adam kadesh b'biyah b'loy shiduchi. The only case is if somebody marries his wife through biyah, and he did not have shiduchi before. Just to meet a lady in the street and say, I want to marry you with biyah, for that he gave him malchus. Vikadi Amri, some say, afilu b'shiduchi, no. Even though they had shiduchim, they met before. Still he gave malchus. Mishum fritzutza. Because the fritzas to marry your wife through biyah. That's not a tznuadika inyan. Even though you're allowed to, Midirai said the kedushin is chal, but I call upon him with the rabbon and the rav held it's not rice, it's not nice, it's fritzas, and therefore Rav gave malchus to such a person. Alright, turn over. Moses says, "Who gavra? There was a man, the kodesh b'tzifto diyasa. He married his wife, and he gave a shava kesef. He gave her a mat. Tzifto diyasa. Rashi says, machzelis shel hadas, a mat made out of hadasim, made out of hadasim a mat. That's what he married her with. Omru lei. So the chum that was standing there, So in the sound of kedushin there, the people there said, v'oles b'shava pruta. This is not worth a shava pruta. How could you marry her with this mat of hadasim? It's not worth a penny. Oh, Mahalus, he said back to them, Tiktush, the arba zuzid yisbo. That inside the mat rolled up, there are half four zuzim there. So I want this to be l'shem kedushin. Shekalta, she took it. Rashi's kolayma, noktolov leishlachto vishtik. She didn't throw it away. She just kept on holding on to it. And she only kept quiet. So the question is now, her keeping quiet, is it that she's accepting the Kedushin, or maybe not? So my Rava said she's not married here. It's considered that she's keeping quiet after she already received the money. And the klal is, for chol shtikusa, anytime she keeps quiet, to liyacha matin mois, after she received the money, lav klumi, that's not called her consent for the Kedushin. In other words, it's like this. when you go ahead and give your wife money right now and you say, Harayat Mekudeshesli, Bektabazu, Bekesavzu, so if you give her the money and she accepts the money, so since you're telling her right now this money is L'shem Kedushin and she takes and accepts it, so that's cool, she's agreeing, she's accepting to get married to you. She doesn't have to speak back and she doesn't have to say back, yes, I agree. The fact that she accepts this money, that is telling us that she's accepting, she's agreeing to the Kedushin. But that's when you're marrying her with this money that she's accepting right now. Because if she wouldn't accept the L'shem Kedushin, she should have sent it back, or she should have been quiet, she should have said no, or she should have sent it back to you. But here the case was, what you gave her first was this mat made from Hadassim, which was not Mota Shevafruta. So you gave it to her. And they said right then it's not Mota Shevafruta. So right now, she's not saying anything because she didn't receive the Kedushin. Just afterwards, the husband says, you should know though, but in this mat right now, there's also 4 zuz. So that is first telling her to, after she already received the money. So now the fact she keeps quiet, we do not know she really means to accept the Kedushin, or maybe no, she doesn't want to be married to you. It's not like the regular case of Kedushin, where you give her the money directly and she accepts it. Because here, what she first accepted was the Hadassim. See, if Hadassim would have been a good Kedushin, true, that she accepted. Now we see she accepted. But that's no good. It's coming out, that's not Mota Shevafruta. How is she being married now? Later she's finding out that in this mat there's 4 zuz there. So now that she's holding on to the 4 zuz, we have to hear from her if she's accepting it L'shem Kedushin or she's not. So she just keeps quiet, that's no good. Omar Rav, Rav said, how do I know this svara? The Tanya we learned. Oh my Lord, the man said to her, Konsi selazu bipikodin. I want you to take this seller and hold it for me. I'm giving you a pikodin. I'm giving you a dollar bill to hold for me. And then, because of the yomalo askachili boy, and then the man said, listen, I want to marry you with that dollar that I gave you already. So, bishas matin moy mikodeshes. If he said it to her right now, bishas is giving it over to her, so then he's mikodeshes. Trashi im koidim shekiblosan. If before she accepted the money, Omolo he said to Eskatshali, boy, then Mekudeshes, Tichi Kibaltiya, Daita Dachi Kibaltiya. Because when she's accepting the money, she knows what he's saying, L'shem Kedushin, and since she's still taking it, that shows us that she wants it. But Liacha Matin Mois, at first the man gave her this doll and said, hold on to it for a Pikodin. I want you to hold money for me, and give it back to me later. Then lady tells her, I want you to keep it L'shem Kedushin, so now it says, Rotisa Mekudeshes. If she agrees, it's okay. But Lerotzah, she does not agree. Ain't a Mekudeshes. Kedushin is not Chal. Now the Gemara explains, what does it mean here? My Rotzah or my Lerotzah? What does it mean, she agrees or she disagrees? Elaine, if you want to tell me Rotzah the Omri, in that she says yes. Lerotzah the Omri, Lerotzah, that she speaks out the Pharisee, no. If so, Mechlal the Resha, then it should come out in the Resha in the first case, where Yistam say, Bishas Matin Mois, was saying if he said it Bishas Mat Mois, that she's Mekudeshes.